Welcome to Comic Sans Power Hour Airport. This is flight 107.3 FM. Make your way over to Siren Radio Terminal. Buckle up and enjoy the flight.
Welcome. Hello. Banjo. Ban myself from speaking. Hola to all you eager beavers sat readily with your tea in hand awaiting this week's Comic Sans Power Half Hour.
And if you are from Germany, France, Spain, or anywhere in the world, we hope you feel welcome or willkommen.
Very nice. In today's show, we're think-abouting all things music and very, very important facts.
Only the most important facts from us. But it's no different from the usual then, really, is it, Laws?
Not really.
But this week's menu does propose a starter to leave you thinking. Like, you've just met Queen.
Not the actual Queen here. Queen, the band that took the world by ruddy storm.
What else? What other band might cause a storm, do you think?
Well, I think we're about to find out. This is PSA by us,
Comic Sans!
Drinking orange juice, pour the down the drain. I never knew the day had a time like this. A time without feeling like soup. A time without feeling like soup. Oh, I never knew the day had a time like this. Now I hope you feel the same.
service announcement by us, Comic Sans.
And our first PSA of the show, we've only gone and got a Ruddy Freedom Day, haven't we?
Lincoln's Hustle and Bustle will be back in no time. Charity shops, our favourite, thriving. The cat cafe, meowing. Life will be restored.
And I think the huge duck in the room
quack.
Is that the University Student Union has announced a week of events starting the golden date of the 21st of June.
So if you're a local, like, put your seatbelts on, stay at home. But if you're a student, which we are, like, we'll definitely be attending, won't
I've
we?
I've got to say, getting tickets, though. I saw your Facebook post. It was harder than faster.
I know. I got a viral tweet. No, viral Facebook post, didn't I?
Yeah.
Over 100 likes. Everybody was agreeing. I'm not lying, and I'll say this live on air. Getting tickets for Quack, Lincoln's hottest club night, was harder than Glastonbury tickets.
And you've heard it from the horse's mouth.
Exactly. The lone wolf of Glastonbury has come out and said that, so...
Quack, 23rd of June.
Mm-hmm.
What a... It does ring a bell, that date, for me.
Oh, Loz. I'd be blue with anger if we let that one slip.
I'm almost red with anger, Rach. I thought you were going to say it then. Snort, snort, in good time, my good children. In other news, the Rock Lynx magazine will be published soon, which is incredibly exciting.
It is. I can't believe we were offered the chance to be a part of a thriving new magazine. But not only will it be full of wonderful musical magic, but you might spot a familiar radio faces glaring back at you this time. It's more visual than audio.
Yeah. I don't actually know if our faces will be in it, but the fact
all
that...
recognisable to any of our listeners.
No, we do have two lovely radio faces.
Yes,
I'm absolutely sold. They will be sold out. Get your published copy while you can.
And we'll sign them for free.
For free. We'll stand outside Siren Radio.
We'll come to your house and sign them.
Only with permission. But let's play one of the artists we got to interview for said magazine.
Brilliant.
This is Keep Me Waiting by George Shelley.
Don't you know we got it, and they're gonna give us away. I know what they've been saying, so just don't go keep me waiting. I you know we want it? Don't you know we got it? And they're gonna give us away.
Fantastic song, a fantastic artist. Nice. George Shelley. No, it wasn't. George Shelley would Keep Me Waiting. And this is the Comic Sans Power Hour on Siren Radio.
It is, if you didn't know. The past few weeks have been, we've been really fortunate to have interviews with various talented artists from all over the world.
Quite literally. It's been a real treat. And you can check those episodes out on Podbean. Mm. And the interviews are on our music news blog. Why am I speaking like a robot all of a sudden?
It sounds quite... I was thinking, wow, she sounds like a radio presenter.
Well, what are we doing? But yeah, at comicsansband.blogspot.com.
But I think the plane is landing back in Lincoln.
On an Airbus A320.
Nice, or a Boeing, whichever tickles your fancy.
Yeah.
We're so proud of the talent Lincolnshire artists have created and maintained, especially through lockdown.
Yes. Owl Rose has just released his new EP, which you can listen to the minute the show is over on Spotify. It's brilliant.
Yes, I have to concur with that. But also, the Curiosity Band, they've released their live lounge performance of The River. Oh, it is filmed at a wonderful theatre, which you can view now with your very eyes on the YouTube.
You can. Another hot topic, Celestial Productions, aka Sophie Lavender, Owen Lewis, and Joshua Barrington created their own radio show, Radio Honk, which was which was played on BBC Radio Lincolnshire as a part of their tiny little show scheme they do, which is wonderful. But the talent they displayed in the 20 minutes was extremely honourable, actually. Yeah. There's a few corkers in there, so you don't want to miss out on listening to that, which you can listen to on BBC Sounds, I believe.
My favourite moment had to have been the actual bruh moment that was on BBC. I never thought I'd hear the day.
Crazy Frog.
I don't know how any of that happened, but I mean, they said on the show, if you're a fan of Mighty Boosh, get yourself over there because it's great. But it goes to show the way in which the arts have adapted to this new way. I'm not going to say way of life, but this temporary way of living.
Nice.
And I just think they've done an amazing job.
They have. And a huge well done to all the incredible art that has been produced or in the midst of being birthed. It's all wonderful and we can't wait to see it.
My stomach's ready to pop. But before I release a tear, we're raising the Lincoln flag here. Quite literally, in the studio, Loz's bedroom, and let's sing one of our favourites. This is the Now of It All by the Curiosity Band. That was good.
Discontent only begins
hotel once again. Just leave me stuck here in the Navajo, the Navajo. Don't think I'm ready to die back in, back in.
What it is about that track, but it reminds me of my Capricorn addiction. I just can't get enough.
Nice, just can't get enough. That's the power of the I want to say it like it's a question, the Curiosity Band. But hold on, I can feel something change within me. It's that weekly feeling. It's the unique song of the week. Nice.
A little Matt Bellamy spin on the end there.
Yeah, lovely.
It never gets old. Well, for us anyway, please do call up and complain if you are fed up of hearing that every 3 p.m. But Rach, what song is on your mind this week?
I was about to go into a really unique Black MIDI vibe with Slagenheim, but I just crossed... I just crossed eyes at RuPaul on my Spotify page, and now
quite
it's going to have to be him. Yeah. Well, we were speaking about Queen at the beginning of the show, and now I've got the Queen, RuPaul. Sissy That Walk, if you need a pick-me-up, if you feel like you can't get out of bed one day, he'll get you on your feet. But, Loz, what's your unique song of the week?
I have been thinking about this, and I think it's no surprise that it's going to be a T-Rex song.
Here we go, T-Rex on the brain.
I know. Well, I just bought tickets to see a tribute act in the summertime.
Nice.
When things are opening
back
up.
That's what we might be talking about on our podcast released this week.
We're thinking maybe of changing the podcast, you know, to Barbecue Beef.
Barbecue Beef Podcast, yep, like that. Heard it here first, exclusive.
Yeah. If anyone else takes it, you know where to go. But yeah, I think my unique track is King of the Rumbling Spires.
Nice.
It's very fun. I was actually, this is completely unrelated, but I wanted to mention it. I was on a live stream with Justin Hawkins while I was watching it, and I asked him his favourite T-Rex song, and he said, Ride a White Swan. So on reflection, no, actually maybe I should have chosen that one instead. Having said that, he also said his spirit animal was a silkworm.
Speaking of spiritual, we've
got your
playing...
voice went to the heavens and back.
I know, Ariana Grande took a hold of me. Cassian's 5-part story told through his music, which is, it's wonderful. I think it's a brilliant concept.
Yeah, they're all epic, epic creations. And this week we're playing track 3, Go.
Go where?
No, the track is called Go.
Loz, I'll leave, but you've got to do the show on your own then.
Go.
Oh, I'll see you then.
It's the Lozic Loz Power Hour, and this is Go by Cassian Music. Something comes, something says.
Yeah.
can't get rid of me that easy. I'm back after that little misunderstanding. It's all been arranged. That was Go, Now I Understand by Casey and Music, part 3 of his 5-part musical story.
I'm looking forward to playing the next one, I really am.
But as we ramble on, the sun sets on another power hour. The sky glows orange and pink, and we pop the microphones back for yet another week.
You set me to sleep, then.
So sorry, that was my story time voice.
Honestly, I think I'd go to sleep
now. I could narrate Headspace.
You could. Good job we're in my bedroom. I might lay down for a nap. But by microphones, we mean one rather than two. So apologies for any sound issues we may have encountered upon this wonderful power hour.
And by sound issues, we mean our dulcet tones.
And by dulcet tones, we mean verbal diarrhea.
And on that chocolate bombshell, it's time to end the show.
You have been listening to the Comic Sans Power Hour on Siren Radio. See you next time.
It's a game, our life tomorrow never came. Once we win, we'll never lose. We'll never face our blues. We'll never face our blues. We'll never face our blues. Like it's a game, I'd like tomorrow never came. Once we win, we'll never lose, we'll never face our blues. We'll never face our blues. We'll never face our blues.
Comic Sans Power Hour.
We hope you enjoyed the flight and the complimentary snacks on board, and we do hope you come again next week.
Hopefully, we can upgrade you to business class next time you fly.